Some days recently, Carly Winstead had experienced moments of actual happiness when her heart gave her a break. She'd forget Gus's death and focus on the sight of her daughters or the sparkle of sunlight on the ocean. And, lightning fast, guilt zapped her. How could she be happy, even for a moment? She had to be happy, because she needed to be a role model for her daughters. She wanted to show them how to get through the dark times, to relish the good in each and every day. Today, she just needed not to be a coward. It was the end of December, the end of the year, the end of the worst year in Carly's life. High on a cliff overlooking the deep blue waters of Nantucket Sound, Carly stood in her bedroom, her heart racing with anxiety. Thank heavens her girls were with friends this morning. She couldn't let them see her like this. They had enough to deal with. Their beloved father, Carly's dear Gus, had died a month ago. His death had been unexpected, unpredictable, wrong, caused by an undiagnosed heart defect that had been lying stealthily in wait for years. Gus had been only 37. Carly was only 32. Cisco was 12. Margaret was 5. It was unbearable. Yet it had to be born. She'd been doing pretty well, she thought. But this morning, her grief was overridden by a gripping panic, which was ridiculous, really. After all, it wasn't as if she were a peasant being thrown into the lion's den. She was only going to her father-in-law's office to discuss finances with him. Okay, fine. Finances had never been her strong suit. She'd gotten married at 20. She'd never had a real job. Gus had handled the money. She had taken care of the house, the children, food and clothing, their lives. But she was not a financial idiot, and Gus knew that. Gus had left this house entirely to her. It had no mortgage. It was completely, legally, hers. So why had Russell asked her to come to the law office to meet with him? Such a cold, business-like place. Why hadn't he come to her house to talk with her in the living room as he always had? True, Carly had not always been on the same page as Annabelle and Russell. They were different in so many ways, and the truth was, her in-laws were difficult to please. But they shared a mutual love for their son, her husband, Gus, and for his and Carly's daughters, Cisco and Margaret. Carly gave herself a careful, critical once-over in the mirror. Her tailored gray suit was loose on her, but that was to be expected. She'd lost weight since Gus's death. So had Russell and Annabelle, even Gus's best friend, Wyatt. Carly was tall and lanky, and now whip-thin. In this suit, she looked elegant, even haughty, although anyone who knew Carly knew elegant and haughty were so not her. Russell had to know that after being around her for 13 years. But since Gus's death, both Russell and Annabelle had been different, more openly judgmental. Carly's only defense was to be prepared.